HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to She Slays. This week we have a very special story for all of you of a mother dealing with the woes and the health hassles of breastfeeding. While chosen motherhood is indeed a blessing, there are a lot of health concerns that new mothers go through that are seldom spoken of. So incredibly happy indeed to have Sabika Mirza as our She Slays champion this week. Sabika is an entrepreneur and a loving mother to a 4-month-old baby. Due to complications related to breastfeeding and a vitamin deficiency, Sabika had to switch to formula to protect her child and her own health. This led to severe mental duress and stress for Sabika, who wanted nothing but the best for her child. So tune in to listen to her story only on She Slays, now streaming on healthshots.com or your favorite audio streaming platform.
Hi, my name is Sabika Mirza. I'm based out of Bangalore. I am a mother of a 4-month-old boy. He was born a preemie, which means that he was born in the 8th month. So he came in a month earlier, and I'm an entrepreneur. And the lockdown is keeping me very busy with my child. It took me a good 5 years, so as to say, to really reproduce a child. And coming from, say, a background of a staunch Muslim family, progressive yet staunch, I would say, it took everyone a while to understand what my issue was of getting impregnated. It wasn't the responsibility of the child. It was more of what would it take? Would my health take a hit? Would my body take a hit? And it wasn't about what the shape of my body would be. It was more about, will I survive a childbirth? My mom, while she gave birth to me, post that felt really sick. Then she passed away when I was in the 9th grade. So having a child and then making sure that I'm okay, the child is okay, and more importantly, my mental health is in place, all of it took a while for me to really get used to. And I would say in all of this, the most important thing is to have a partner who's supportive of your issues. The day we found out that I might be pregnant, we went out and bought different brands of pregnancy tests to make sure that we were right and bang on, the information is correct. And finally, the one with Kareena Kapoor on it told us that, there's someone new coming to our life. And both my husband and I took a little while to have the information sink in, and we were absolutely excited, and suddenly there were tears in both our eyes, and we were like, wow, we are doing this. This is happening. We are going to be responsible parents. We are grown up now. When I got to know that I am pregnant, the first thing that we did was find a yoga instructor. We checked with our gynec, and she told me I can start yoga from the second trimester onwards. And I found this amazing woman who would come home, who would ask me every day if what part of my body was hurting. She will tell me asanas which will help to make sure that I'm healthy. And the days that I wouldn't do yoga, I would feel so weak and so tired and so irritated. So absolutely important it is for every woman who is going through pregnancy to make sure she's active. And emotionally, I would say I've had days where I would just be angry and I wouldn't know why. And I would go to my partner and I'll tell him that I'm just angry. I'm angry with something that you did 3 years ago. And he'll be like, okay, don't worry, you're going to be fine the next morning. And that's exactly what happened. So the maximum amount of bodily stress that I went through was in my last trimester, where I wouldn't be thought of a bad smell would make me throw up. So yeah, that's what happened. But I think overall it's been a very, very interesting journey. And most importantly, you have to make sure that you have the right activity in place, the right mental state in place, and the right food in place. So nothing changes during pregnancy. It's just a state of mind. You just need to make sure you're active. That's all that there is. The whole concept of the 9 months of pregnancy was something that was really scary for me. And honestly, I didn't really have a lot of people around me who would tell me what exactly is it like, how okay is it. And being a daughter of a single parent, my father would try and tell me as much as possible, but there's only so much that he can do. So we went for a holiday in Amsterdam, we came back and we said, okay, this is it. Now we need to start planning a family. And that's when we decided, okay, let's go for it. And within a few weeks, I saw that result on the pregnancy test, and both of us were extremely excited about it. But then the fear set in, the fear of what if my child is not healthy, and our lifestyle choices and the way we are, and I'm an event manager, so I wasn't sure what my body would be able to take. But eventually, I am so thankful for all my friends who came forward and gave me every single information about pregnancy, about what the child would be going through, what I would be going through, what changes in my body would happen. And it used to really stress me out, honestly, all the information and so much information altogether. So like they say, breastfeed is the best feed, and there is nothing better under the sun for a child than the mother's milk, because the mother has gone through the whole process of immunity building through years, and you are literally passing on the liquid gold to your child. It is beautiful, a thought. It's something that every mother would genuinely try to do that for her child. But with that comes issues like the child not latching, the mother not lactating, the mother having an inverted nipple. And because of the whole duress of delivering a child, getting the whole C-section done, or say getting the whole snipping done, what happens is that you start judging yourself. You're like, am I not a good mother? Am I not good enough to feed my child? And then if the child is a premature baby, you are very worried, thinking, am I generating enough milk for the child? And all that adds so much of stress and so much of trauma in the head of the mother that she really can't be herself with the child. And there's one thing that I have realized after talking to so many of my friends, after talking to so many mothers, that the most important thing for a child is to have a happy mother. That's what you pass on to your child, happiness and health. And if the mother is just busy trying to feed the child, you're not able to spend that quality time with your child. And the mother is upset and your hormones are all over the place and you start blaming yourself. And that's the postpartum that you do not want to be in. So having said that, I would always, always say that yes, breastfeeding is the best thing that you can give your child. But if there are certain limitations that you absolutely cannot help, there's nothing more that you can do. And it is okay to formula feed then. This is the fourth month, and from the last month on, I have eventually moved my child to the formula feed. And I did that gradually. I started through the day, I was making sure that he was getting the breast milk. And in the night, I tried the formula feed so that anyone else could have fed him and I would have got on to some sleep, because I was so drained that I couldn't think straight. I was losing my head emotionally. I was not able to have conversations. There was a lot going on. And I eventually decided that let us look at formula feed. Let us look at all the additional supplements can come through the vitamins which are in place. And thankfully, the doctor helped me with it. I didn't really have any extreme physical health issues. But what really took a toll on me was the mental health, was the how do I make sure that he is drinking enough milk so that he's going to be fine. And you know, the fear of, it's just so taxing that I used to wake up in the middle of the night just to see if my child was breathing. So this is the amount of mental stress that I was going through, and I just didn't know what to do about it. And I would really say that at that point in time, I was like, whatever makes the child, just drink the milk. Even if it is not direct latching, I was pumping the breast milk every 2 hours. And when I would finish feeding the child, it would already take me, say, a good half an hour to 45 minutes to feed him. And then after that, you need to make sure the child burps. And after the child has burped, you make and try the child's sleep. And I used to feel so jealous from the mothers who could just latch the child and they were lactating enough and they had enough milk in them to feed the child and the child was healthy. So yeah, I would say mentally I was all over the place, and physically I would say I was still in a decent place, because I had my supplements going, I had my vitamins going, and the doctor was taking all good care of me. So I would say
Decide what is good for you. Decide what suits you, your baby, and decide what keeps you happy, because a happy mom is what a child needs at the end of the day.
The amount of pain that the body goes through, it's crazy. So stretching, making sure you're active, because the more you sit and while away time, or even if you are with the child and you're not mentally in the right place, you'll be thinking of all the possible things that can go wrong. But that one thing, being active, at least by doing yoga or meditating or going out, it really helps. And I would really, really, and I cannot stress on this enough, on how important it is for mothers to be active post the delivery as well, because you need to go back to your old self. And the only way you can go back to your old self is investing in yourself. And the first 3 months, obviously you're not allowed to exercise, you're not allowed to get into any rigorous kind of a training. But the moment your doctor gives you a okay sign to exercise, please make sure you're doing that. And my vitamins have been the same since I got pregnant, the same iron tablets, the same folic acid, and it's been continuing, and thankfully it's been working out for me. And also making sure I'm eating right, I have enough proteins, I have enough carbohydrates, I'm eating, I'm drinking a lot of water, I'm not having a lot of junk. So yeah, all of it really, really comes together as a whole to make sure that you're going back to your old self, along with the baby that you have. The baby is healthy, you have to be healthy, and everyone around you has to support you in that. So yeah. From the day you know that you are carrying a baby to the day you deliver, the journey is more about taking care of yourself and the child. But from the day that you become a mother and you have delivered, the journey becomes more of how do we make sure that the child is healthy, the child is growing, there's mental growth, there's physical growth, there's happiness, there's peace, and everything that people think of goes to the child and not the mother. So I would say, yeah, mental stress is crazy. More than that, getting used to, and this is the new normal in everyone's life, that you have someone with you who's dependent on you for every single thing. The message that I would have for all the mothers is just be yourself. The mother knows the best for her child. And it's okay to not know what to do at times. It's okay to feel a little worried. It's okay to not really go by the normal and find your own peace. At the end of the day, you need to be happy. You need to be peaceful, because it's a lifetime of a commitment, and it starts from the day you deliver, which means that you are going to be doing everything that you think is right for the child. So enjoy it. Everyone deserves to hold their bundle of joy. Everyone deserves to be having a child. So it's a beautiful, beautiful journey, and I wish every mother can happily and very happily face it. And that's all that I would say. I'm still very new to the whole concept of motherhood, but I am sure that I would want my child to see and look up to me as someone who's happy, who's satisfied, who knows that she might be making mistakes, but those are in the best interest, and she's going to be learning with the child. The growth of a mother is going to be happening with the child. And at the end of the day, that is the peace that you're looking for and chasing. So thank you so much.
So this was Sabika Mirza's story. A mother still learning the ropes of motherhood, but one very vocal and very confident and very loving towards her child. I know we all can learn from Sabika that unless we take care of our own health, we really can't protect or provide comfort and care to another. Follow the airline rule here, right? Aren't we taught to first wear the oxygen mask ourselves and then help somebody else? Well, that was it for this week's She Slays story, as we mark the breastfeeding week here at Health Shots. If you too have a story that you would like to share with us, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com, and we would love to tell your story to the world. This is Chaya Dabas, your host, signing off. I will see you next week with another champion story. Till then, take care of yourself and take care of your health. See you next time. Bye-bye.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.